Good afternoon. I'm Apostle Reginald with Word of Reconciliation Ministries at New Bethel. Welcome to my podcast, Be Reconciled. Praise God. And, you know, God has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us. Has committed unto me, has committed unto us here at Word of Reconciliation Ministries at New Bethel, the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors, we are representatives for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled unto God. Hallelujah. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So again, welcome to the podcast, Be Reconciled. And I'd like to draw your attention today to the book of Jonah. And we're going to look at the third chapter of Jonah for our text. Jonah chapter 3, verse 1 says, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time." And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. And from this text, I would like to speak from the subject the second time around. The second time around. Let us pray. God, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you for this opportunity to study your word. Lord God, open our understanding that we may understand your word. Lord God, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Feed us, nourish our souls, Lord God, for we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. Right now, Lord God, I decrease. I pray that you will increase in me. Holy Ghost, fill me up. Living water, fill my cup. Let it run over. God, that which you have spoke to me in darkness, I speak it in light. That what I've heard and doth hear in the ear, I preach from the housetops. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Again, be reconciled. And we're speaking from the subject the second time around. And we'll just jump right into the word. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." Jonah is a prophet of the Lord God Almighty. He's the son of Amittai, and he got a word from God. God told him to get up and go. My Lord, my God. And, and I'll just say this, delayed obedience is still disobedience. When God wants you to do something, he wants you to do it like right now. He wants you to get it done. Get up and go, Jonah. And he asks his prophet, or tells his prophet, to go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. Why? Why would you cry against it, Jonah? He said, "For their wickedness is come up before me." Do you know that your sin and your wickedness can reach the very nostrils of God? Your stench and your mess and your wretchedness can reach the very nostrils of God. So when their wickedness came up before God, God in his love and in his mercy and his loving kindness, he sent his manservant to cry against it. But verse 3 says, "But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarsus from the presence of the Lord." My Lord and my God, when we don't do what God wants us to do, praise God, we are actually fleeing from God. We're fleeing from the presence of the Lord. And my Lord and my God, the Bible says, "In his presence there's fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So when I'm not doing what God would have me to do, when I'm doing exactly the opposite of what the Lord would have me to do, then I've left that fullness of joy. I've left that joy unspeakable and that full of glory. I've left peace that surpasses all understanding, praise God. And I've left the pleasures that are forevermore that are at his right hand. But Jonah, he rose up and he fled unto Tarsus from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And understand this, people of God. When we are disobedient, when we're not doing what God would ask us to do, we're going down. You're going down. You're going down. And he went down to Joppa and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So, and anytime you're being disobedient unto the word of God, anytime you're not doing what thus saith the Lord, anytime you're not obeying his voice, you're going to find somebody going that way. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. My Lord, my God, Psalms 107 verses 23 and 27 says, they that go down in the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths theirs. And it says of the seafarers, it says their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. And I read that because I want to say it's God that brought up this storm. It's God that caused these winds to start blowing. It's caused these seas to start raging. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was likened to be broken. See, Jonah, you left from God's presence. You left from obeying his word, but God is omnipresent. Where you thought you were going to flee from him, he was still right there. And he's the one that caused this storm to be in your life. Verse 6, it says, then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was going down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. My Lord and my God. See, they were trying to lighten the ship. They were throwing things overboard. They were even trying to dip the water out of the ship because the storm was raging in such a manner, praise God, that the ship was going down. And while they're frantic, while they're in a panic, while they're trying to save their lives and not go down in the ship, they see Jonah. He was going down in the sides of the ship, and he lay and he was fast asleep. So the shipmasters came to Jonah. He came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Praise God. The Bible says that the lots are cast, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. So they cast the lots, and it was pretty much just, you know, flipping a coin or whatever. They cast the lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And Jonah, and he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. My Lord and my God. See, they wanted to know, who are you? who are you, and why is this trouble following you? Why did you bring this trouble into our presence? See, we've made this trip many a times, and we've went to our destination and we've come back, and we haven't had any trouble. See, we're mariners. This is what we do. We're mariners. This is what we do. So we know that something is wrong, and we know that, praise God, it didn't happen. It didn't get wrong. The ship wasn't about to sail until you got on board. And we're here trying to save our lives, but you are fast asleep. So we want to know who you are. And Jonah tells him who I am. He says, I'm a Hebrew. I'm a child of God. I fear the Lord. I fear the God of heaven. I fear the God that created the heavens and the earth, the sea and everything that's with them. There was nothing made that wasn't made by him, and everything made was made for him and for his good pleasure. By him, all things consist, visible and invisible. See, he's the Father of spirits. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the God of all flesh, and there's nothing too hard for him. It is that God, that same God that commanded the wind, and he raises the wind and the mighty sea, praise God, that's causing it to roar right now. And praise God, the Bible says, then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told him. See, why did you flee from God? Why did you flee from the presence of the Lord? And not only that, why did you bring this trouble our way? My Lord and my God. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Yet sometimes you just have to recognize, examine yourself, and say, look, I'm the problem. And not only am I the problem, see, God is dealing with me. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourges every son whom he correcteth. See, God loves you enough that he will chasten you. God loves you enough, praise God. If he has something for you to do, praise God, he'll stand a storm in your life. He'll cause some trouble to come your way, praise God. And if you try to go to somebody else that trouble follows you. I don't know about you, but I've been in situations in my life where it seems like everywhere I went, there was trouble there. Everywhere I went, things didn't go right. It wasn't because of, praise God, who I was with. It wasn't because of my company. It was because I wasn't obeying the word of the Lord. And this is what happened to Jonah. And not only what did trouble follow him, but that trouble was with everybody that seemingly would accommodate him. So if you are the problem, you know you're not doing what God would have you to do. Don't bring that trouble my way. Don't bring that trouble somebody else's way. Just repent and obey God. But he told them, then they said unto him, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. See, that was mighty noble of Jonah. You're in the midst of the sea. You're in the middle of the storm, and you know you're going down. You know but you didn't want to take everybody with you. You just wanted them to throw you overboard. And Jonah, I just don't think at that particular time that you knew what God was about to do, how he was about to keep you, how he was about to give you another chance. You probably thought it was over for you, because you knew you couldn't drink all that water, and you knew you couldn't swim back to shore. So to just tell them to cast you overboard, and you acknowledge that the great tempest came upon them because of your disobedience. That was mighty, mighty noble of you, Jonah. And the word of God goes on to say, nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Praise God. See, when you are in disobedience, when you are outside of the will of God, people can try to help you as much as they can. They can spend money sending you to rehab. They can spend money getting you out of jail. They can do interventions and they can send somebody to talk to you. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to obey God. They can try as they may. They can let you stay there. You can let you stay with them. They can get you a job. They can do any and everything within their power to help. But my Lord and my God, see, it sometimes you're not fighting against man. You can't help this person. You can't help them, praise God. And if you continue to try, you'll just be broke. And if you continue to try, you'll continue to have trouble in your life. And if you don't give them up, if you don't let God deal with them, you'll go down with them. When they had done all that they could do, when they were trying to bring the ship to land, they could not. So sometimes you got to give them up. You got to let them go. It's hard, especially when they're your children, especially when you love them. It's just hard to give them over unto the Lord. But what are you going to do? Because it comes to the point to where you're actually fighting against God. You're actually fighting against God. And woe unto you if you think that you can fight against God. I've tried it, and believe me, it don't work. My arms are too short. Don't fight against God. He said, for wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done it as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. My Lord, my God, sometimes you just got to let them go. Sometimes you just have to let them go. God is they're dealing with God. They're rebelling against the Most High God. And you've done everything that you could. Your bank account is getting low right now. You from trying to help them. Seems like they can't keep a job. It seems like they can't stay sober. It seems like every relationship they get in is toxic. See, and you just can't help them. You're running out of resources. Sometimes you just have to cut them off, throw them overboard. So they when they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea ceased from her raging. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to let them go. Verse 16 says, then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. See, they were praying to all these other gods. But Jonah told them who he was and who he served and why this trouble, why this storm was in their lives. And they tossed him over. As soon as he got out of their presence, the sea calmed. And they began, they had enough knowledge to fear the Lord exceedingly. And not only that, they offered sacrifices unto the Lord and they made vows unto the Lord. Now let's look at the next verse. It says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now, there are a lot of skeptics still now that how can a man be in the belly of a fish? But my Lord and my God, Jesus talked about Jonah being in the fish 3 days and three nights. Jesus talked about Jonah being in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. And, recently there has been, stories in the news and accounts on news clips. And Google it. Google it, where there was a fisherman And there was a surfer, this too, and there may be one more in recent history where these men were swallowed by great fishes, where these men were actually in the mouth of a whale. They thought it was over, and then one of them said that the fish didn't like my taste, and he just spat me out. So this is not far-fetched, and even if it was far-fetched to believe, praise God, the Word of God says it, praise God, and the Word of God said it, that settles it, I believe it, praise God. If the Word of God would have said that Jonah swallowed the whale whole, I would believe it, because I know that the Word of God is true. So it says, Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And look at this next verse. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And Jonah, let me just ask you this question. I'm going to ask you when we get to heaven. What were you doing those first 2 days? What were you doing the first 2 days? Why did it take you to the third day before you started praying? This is, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the belly. My Lord and my God. And he said, in part of his prayer, he said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. See, but the psalmist wrote, he says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. It is good for me that I've been afflicted, O Lord God, that I may keep thy statutes. I know, Lord God, that thou art righteous, and thou in your faithfulness you have afflicted me. That's Psalms 119, verse 67. And it's nothing like trouble that will get you to cry out unto the living God. See, he said he cried out by reason of my affliction. Just like the psalmist wrote in Psalm 119. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Before that, before you was in the belly of that whale, Jonah, you was going down to Joppa. You found somebody going that way. You were fleeing from the presence of the Lord. But oh my Lord, my God, when that affliction came in your life, when you found yourself in darkness, when you found yourself in the belly of the wheel, when you in the belly of the whale, when you found yourself, there was nowhere to go. See, hallelujah. See, I don't know about you, but there's nothing like trouble that will get you to cry out unto the living God. And your affliction might be sickness, your affliction might be disease, your affliction might be jail or trouble, praise God. But hallelujah, when you get in that trouble, when you get in that place of darkness, it's just your natural instinct to cry out unto the living God. And that's what Jonah did, and that's what I've done. And I'm sure if you've ever been in a situation, you cried out unto the Lord by the reason of your affliction. And the word says, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about, and thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. See, Jonah thought it was over. He says, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Yet I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. See, I'm so glad that God is plenteous in mercy and he's just ready to forgive. I'm so glad that God knows exactly what it takes to cause us to cry out unto him and to say, yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord, to your way. See, not only was, praise God being merciful unto Jonah, but praise God, God was being merciful unto those Ninevites. See, God knew what it took for Jonah. See, it doesn't take all that for everybody, but God knew what it took for Jonah to get him to do what he would have him to do. God knew what it took for you to cry out, what must I do to be saved? He shakes the foundations on which we stand. He causes those things that we're leaning on, those crutches. It might be your money, it might be your status, it might be your family situation, whatever it might be that you're leaning on, praise God. If it's anything other than God, it's idolatry, and he'll remove it. out of your way so you can cry on him. And Jonah cried out. He said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again unto thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountain. The earth with her bars was above me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. O Lord, my God, when my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thine holy temple. For they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I, and we're getting down to the meat of the problem. It says, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. See, Jonah had promised God. Have you ever told God, send me, Lord God, I'll go. Give me the words, Lord God, I'll say them. And then he'll set a divine appointment right there in your face and be like, I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to talk to that person. See that stubbornness that Jonah had, praise God, that prejudice he had. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. He knew what was going on in Nineveh. He had heard and there was some prejudiceness that he had, but God doesn't care about that. God cares what you had paid for, that you had vowed unto him. And the word of God said it's better to not vow a vow than to vow a vow and not pay it. See, Jonah repented. He said, I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. See, you God will bring you into a situation that your status won't help you, that your title, your prophet, whatever God, whatever you are, it won't help you. Salvation is of the Lord. And when Jonah said, yes, Lord God, I'll do what you would have me to do. I'll pay that I have vowed unto you. Salvation is of you. And he sacrificed unto the Lord the voice of thanksgiving. In everything, Lord God, I give you thanks. And this is what happened. And it said, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. See, I don't care what situation you're in right now, praise God. And if you can say that, like Jonah said, it's my fault that I'm here. It's my fault that I'm broke. It's my fault that I'm addicted. It's my fault that I'm in this defiled relationship that's not pleasing unto the Lord. If you would just sacrifice unto the Lord with the voice of thanksgiving, if you will pay that what you have vowed unto him. See, God remembers that you what you said and what you vowed, what you prayed when you were in trouble the last time and he brought you out. He remembered that you said you would never drink and drive again. He remembered when you said you would stop drinking or you would stop using drugs. He remembered when you said, okay, Lord God, you brought me out of this abusive relationship, so the next person that I lay with is going to be my wife, is going to be my husband after a marriage ceremony that's pleasing in your sight. He remembered what you said when you were out of that relationship. Praise God. And you vowed unto him. But this, as soon as that person swiped right, you were back again. Praise God. You really wasn't practicing abstinence. You were just waiting till the next person swiped right. You were just waiting. You were just in between relationships. But you vowed a vow unto the Lord, and he heard you cry. And salvation is of the Lord. So just like Jonah did, praise God, I encourage you, whatever situation you might be in right now, pay that which you have vowed unto the Lord. Flee fornication. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. Repent. Do that what God would have you to do. Pay that which you have vowed unto him, because salvation is unto the Lord. And as soon as you do it, as soon as, praise God, you do it, God will do the same thing he did to Jonah. In Jonah chapter 2, verse 10, it says, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Now, this may not be for you, praise God, because sometimes we can find ourselves in some troubles and in some situations just because we are Christians, and this isn't preached enough, but I'm going to say it today. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them all out of them all. All that will live godly shall suffer persecution. So you might be going through some things just because you said yes to Jesus, just because you are a Christian, just because you denied yourself and took your cross and you're following him daily. But my Lord and my God, if you're in a situation and you know it's because you've been disobeying God, you know you haven't did what you vowed unto him. Praise God. Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, God is plenteous in mercy. He's rich in mercy. He didn't run out. He's just ready to forgive. And when Jonah cried out, he said, I will repay that what I vowed. And when he said salvation is of the Lord, and the Bible says the Lord spake unto the fish. See, when you repent, when you tell God yes, when you say I'll do what you want me to do, I'll go where you send me, I'll say what you want me to say, God will speak to your situation. Just like he spake unto that fish and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. So be encouraged, praise God. You're just one sincere prayer away from God speaking to your situation, especially if you know it's because you have not been doing what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. And chapter 3, verse 1. And again, this is our text. This is the gist of the message. It says, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time around. The songwriter said, not like the first time, but this is not the song. This is the second time around. This is the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, verse 2, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Praise God. See, I hear people say all the time, I'm not hearing from the Lord. I can't hear the Lord's voice. I don't know what the Lord will have me to do in a certain situation. And my response is always the same. Well, have you done what God wanted you to do the last time? Praise God. See, he's a loving father. And as a parent myself, praise God, I'm not going to give my kids further instruction when they're not doing what I want them to do right now in the immediate, praise God. Because a lot of times, praise God, you know, God gives us tests and he gives us situations, and if I can't do this, praise God, that God wants me to do, there's no way that he's going to entrust unto me something greater, something bigger, a more of a blessing. If I'm not being a good steward with the monies that I have right now, why would God give me, praise God, millions of dollars if I'm not even tithing with what I'm making with right now? Why would he do it? So praise God, if you're not hearing from God right now in your situation, examine yourself. Have you done what he told you to do the last time? That's when we begin to hear from God's voice. And again, it's not going to change. The second time around, it's not going to change. God still wants you to go. He still wants you to flee fornication. He still wants you to stop defiling your temple with drugs and alcohol. He still wants you to be holy because he is holy. He still wants you to come out from among them and to separate yourself. Praise God. He still doesn't want you to be conformed to this world. He still wants you to have a prayer life. He still wants you to study his word. So it's the second time around, he told Jonah, arise, go into Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Praise God. And I'm gonna stop right there. I'm gonna close right there. So I'll read this familiar book, this minor prophet, minor in volume, not in significance. Read it again. Go through it. You know, further reading of this particular passage of scripture, you'll see why Jonah had his reservation, why he really didn't want to go to Nineveh, you know, why he was, you know, prejudiced against them. And you know, I get it, Jonah. You know, I can remember having some, you know, some, you know, unforgiveness in my heart. You know, somebody would sneeze, I wouldn't even say God bless you because I knew he would. And I didn't even want to that type of thing to be upon your life right now because I had some unforgiveness and bitterness in my heart. But thank God that Lord God, he has removed that. So Jonah had some reservations. But again, back to what God is saying this afternoon. His word doesn't change. He loves you. And God will use different situations and circumstances to get our attention. In a dream, in a vision, in a night season, God'll come visit you. You know, he'll give you discernment. We're able to discern both good and evil. You know, the saints of old say, I just knew in my knower that this wasn't right, that I wasn't supposed to be here or I wasn't supposed to be with that person. God will let you know. And then if we still don't take heed unto his voice, he'll be so loving and so kind that he'll send his manservant or his womanservant to share a word with you. He'll pull you to the side and say, you know, the Lord told me and the Lord shared with me. The Lord revealed, the Lord put me on your heart. Put you on my heart, and I was praying for you. And you may not want to go this way. You may not want to do this. And praise God, if we still won't heed to the voice of the Lord, he will cause circumstances to come into our lives. He will cause us to be afflicted. He will cause us to be in situations. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." And if you won't get still yourself and know the Lord and know that he is God, he'll put you in a situation like he did Jonah. Jonah couldn't go nowhere. Jonah was stuck. But my Lord and my God, he's so merciful. He's so gracious. Jonah cried out in his situation. And if you cry out in your situation and you repent, the word of the Lord will come into you a second time. And it's the same. Do what God will have you to do. Pay your vows unto him. You say, Lord God, the next person that I lay with will be my wife. Flee fornication. You know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Stop smoking. Stop drinking. Stop vaping. Whatever. Yeah, I don't care if it's legal. I don't care if edibles are legal. You know you're defiling your temple. You know that's not what God would have you to do. Flee it, repent, you know, and see won't God speak into your situation. See won't he do it. He loves you. We love you here at Word of Reconciliation Ministries. We do thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned. We have more to come. I'm out of time right now, but I'm not out of word. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Be ye reconciled. In Jesus' name.